For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Protests are heating up ahead of the final Senate vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer on why she's voting yes, despite the testimony from accuser Christine Blasey Ford.
I believe she has experienced a traumatic event that no woman should have to endure. There is no evidence, though, that Judge Kavanaugh was the perpetrator.
The First Lady is wrapping up her African tour today with a stop in Cairo to visit the pyramids. Mrs. Trump took time out to talk to reporters and says she hopes people will focus on her works, not her clothing.
I want to talk about my sheep and not what I wear. And that's very important, what I do, what we're doing with USAID, what I do with my initiatives. And I wish people would focus on what I do.
Some have gone to Twitter to criticize the First Lady for wearing a white pith helmet, the style of which has historical links to colonial rule in Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Officer Jason Van Dyke asked 12 jurors to trust his memory, not a widely circulated dashboard camera video, to know what really happened the night he shot Laquan McDonald 16 times. The jurors chose the video. On Friday afternoon, after less than 8 hours of deliberating, the jury convicted Officer Van Dyke of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm in the death of Laquan, a black teenager who was carrying a knife but veering away from the police. Van Dyke could face decades in prison. Most of the jurors say they found the officer's description of the October 20th, 2014 shooting to be contradictory, overly rehearsed, and simply not believable. Family spokesman, the Reverend Marvin Hunter, on Laquan's death.
This family wanted justice.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pledged Saturday that the Trump administration's effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons would be fully coordinated with allies Japan and South Korea as he prepared to travel to Pyongyang under pressure to produce tangible progress toward that goal. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A major mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy. USA's Wendy King has that story.
Mattress firm, America's largest bed retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close up to 700 stores. Mattress firm says it will quickly shut down 200 underperforming stores and make decisions about the other 500 locations in the coming weeks. There are more than 3,300 Mattress Firm stores in the U.S. The company has been struggling with competition from online retailers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Art prankster Banksy has struck again. A work by the elusive street artist apparently self-destructed in front of startled auction goers Friday, moments after it was sold for $1.4 million. The spray-painted canvas Girl with Balloon went under the hammer at Sotheby's in London, fetching more than three times its pre-sale estimate and equaling a record price for the artist. It then ran through a shredder embedded in the frame, emerging from the bottom in strips. A spokesman for the auction house says it's a first. The Houston Astros have taken the opener of their American League Division Series with Cleveland. In Houston, Justin Verlander carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning, and the Astros banged out four home runs in a 7-2 rout of the Indians. Verlander says he's happy with his outing.
You want to allow your team to go out there and kind of put up a couple runs and just relax. Was able to do that early in the game. First five innings was right where I wanted to be, you know, against a team that's kind of giving me fits. So, you know, just making pitches is what it's about in these situations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.